Hey everyone, it's Mambo Sandy. And today, you know what? Today's episode is called The Spirit Got You. You're like, what? Yep, today's episode is called The Spirit Got You. And what I mean by that is they have your back. The more trust you put into the Spirit, the more knowing you have in the Spirit, the more the Spirit will help you and do. And sometimes, depending on how close you are with your Spirit, they'll come through at the last minute. I've experienced this. I've experienced a lot of miracles that the Spirit has done. But a lot of times before the Spirit can even get started, we already throw doubt out there. Okay? And I put some of this on Facebook because I know some people don't have Anchor. They might not want to sign up for Anchor, or they can't. So some of what I put, you'll hear it here, and you'll also see it on my Facebook page. So anyway, every year my godfather, he gives an Anaisa party, my Papa Hector. And everybody knows he does this party. Big, small, medium, however he does it, it gets done. So this one year, I end up with a job that the manager was just one of those managers where pretty much if you were not a favorite, things wasn't going to happen the way you thought they would happen, or he just wasn't fair. Well, I knew this is Anaisa party was coming. I asked, could I go? I asked, could I have the day off? He said no. I said, could I come in early? He said no. But I had made up in my mind, I'm going to this Anaisa party. Okay? I'm going to go. I made up my mind, made my decision that I was going to go to this Anaisa party. So when it came time for me to be able to speak to Anaisa, before I could open my mouth, she let me know it's already done. Needless to say, I still have my job. And actually, I got more hours. This all happened in a short period of time. Because I had trust. Was it easy in the beginning as humans where we self-doubt a lot and and we also doubt what the Spirit can do. Even though we say we believe in the Spirit, many times we doubt them. Okay? So, what happens is a lot of times, especially our, people that are already aligned with their Spirit or somewhat aligned with their Spirit, and they have a spiritual mentor, papa, mama, and so on. Right away, when they see something, and this might also go for people that are on the journey. Oh, I can't make it. Oh, I can't afford it. If it's meant for you and you are close to your Spirit, guess what? The Spirit will help you. Now, of course, there are occasions where it's probably impossible. Maybe. Maybe you're a person that lives overseas and you have a godparent that's here in the States. There are many spiritual workers who have godchildren in all parts of the country, all parts out of the country, international. Okay? But the thing is, if you really want help and you have trust in the Spirit and you have trust in your godparent, and they've shown you, guess what? There ain't no excuse. Just about. I've seen people attend fets at my godfather's house with broken legs, with a sprain, arm in a cast. I've seen all kind of things, and they come. And when they come, they receive something. They may not speak directly to the Spirit, but after they leave, when somebody see them again, I'll have a conversation, as people during the break, smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee or whatever. Okay. You know, they'll talk like, you know, the last party I went to, I came here and so-and-so happened for me. And I didn't even talk to the spirit because the spirit knows what you need. But the problem is, a lot of times people do not take steps towards the spirit and they want the spirit to do things for them. They don't have trust in the spirit, and the spirit has a way of looking at the situation and say, hey, well, you know, I guess, you know, you're not really trying to reach. So you stay in the same stagnant place. Now, another thing, when I say the spirit got you, is when it comes time to dealing with certain situations concerning emergencies. If you're working towards it and you're putting yourself out there, the spirit will make something happen for you. I've seen it. So that's why I say the spirit got you. But do you have trust and knowing, or as some say, faith in the spirit? That's what you got to ask yourself. I went through the same thing. A spiritual journey, which is going to be another podcast of mine. It's not an easy, fluffy thing that some people try to commercially make it out to be. Sometimes there's a lot of rough patches to clear you up and to clean you out. Everything isn't sunshine and rainbows and rose darn petals. Sometimes there's some thorns out there and some thunderstorms, okay? Before you can see the rainbow. But many times, people get themselves in a world of shit. And then what happens? They want everything just to clear up miraculously, or they want to put timelines and time frames on things. Well, when? Relax. Because I'm going to tell you something. You wasn't asking all them darn questions when you got yourself in the damn situation that you got yourself in. You wasn't asking all those questions when you were in the situation that was you. Nope. But then, when it's time to clean up the mess, you want to put time frames on things. But that's another story. But for the most part, the spirit got you, sweetie. The spirit has you. The spirit, if you look out for the spirit and you trust in the spirit is not going to let you fall. Now, they will teach you a lesson if you keep doing the same crap over and over and over again. Sometimes, depending on the spirit, they're going to shake you up. And then people get upset with that. Oh, well, the spirit is evil. Sweetie, no. The spirit is not evil. It's that you kept doing the same shit. I was guilty of that. And being that I'm on the subject, I'll tell you what happened. I kept saying I was going to do something for Papa Ogu. And for whatever reason, I just didn't get around to it. Till one day, I was walking past the bed, and this metal piece just so happened to stick out. Now I'm not paying attention. Guess what? I bled for a long time. It was scary. But it was a lesson that I learned. Okay? Another time, I wasn't paying attention to something that I had to do, and it's something that I was supposed to do that I didn't do because I allowed myself. And as a priestess or a priest, you don't get as much leeway. Okay? You don't. If it's your calling and it's meant to be, you don't get as much leeway. So, basically, Papa Ogu cut my foot open. And I thought, okay, that somebody was going to find me in a puddle of blood because it was a lot.
And in a moment, as the blood is flowing out of my foot, I just so happened to be standing in front of the, I was going over to the Gedi altar. And I had put something down on the floor. I forgot exactly what it was, but I cut my foot. Okay. And in that moment, I thought about what I did. And who could I blame? Who could I blame? Myself. That's who I could blame. But a lot of times we want to put blame on everybody, but where it needs to go. But when you're tight with your spirit will look out for you. If you believe in the spirit, it will look out for you. If you're trying to take steps to clean yourself up and get your and elevate yourself, they will help you. But if you put self-doubt in the mix and don't do what you're supposed to do, well, don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. If you're scared, guess what? You're scared. That's just it. You're just scared. This is not a path for the weak. Okay? Mambo Sunny has said on many occasions, this is not a path for the weak. All right? It's not. So if you think everything's going to be sunshine and rainbows, no, it won't. It won't be. Not at all. Not in the least. Because before you got yourself, before you got to the path to get the help, I want you to sit and think about all the crap that you did. All the things that you put yourself through. Unnecessarily. And when that clarity comes, you'll start to see. The spirit is really there for you. The spirit got you. All right. Gotta go. Bye-bye.